ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, Text Number 24. Ta ete sreyasa kala nirnam sreyo vibardhana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mugham tad ayusha ta ete shreyasha kala nrinam shreyo vibhardhana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mugham tad ayusha ta ete shreyasha kala nrinam shreyo vibardhana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mugham tad ayusha. Word for word meaning te, therefore, ete, all this, descriptions of astronomical calculations. Shreyasa, of auspiciousness, kala, times, nirnam, for human beings, shreya, auspiciousness, vibardhana, increase, kuryat, one should perform, sarva atmana by other activities, not only the Shraddha ceremony. Iteshu, in these seasons, shreya, causing auspiciousness, amogham, and success, that of a human being, ayusha, of the duration of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All of these seasonal times are considered extremely auspicious for humanity. At such times, one should perform all auspicious activities. For by such activities, a human being attains success in his short duration of life. Purport. When one comes to the human form of life through natural evolution, one must then take the responsibility for further progress. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. One who worships the demigods can be promoted to their planets. Yanti Mad Yajino Pimam. And if one practices devotional service to the Lord, he goes back home, back to Godhead. In the human form of life, therefore, one is meant to act auspiciously in order to return home back to Godhead. Devotional service, however, does not depend on material conditions. Ahaituki apratihata. Of course, for those who are engaged in fruitive activities on the material platform, the times and seasons mentioned above are extremely congenial. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 24 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ideal Family Life. Omagyananti mirandasya kyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam sadvadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Papanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ta ete shreyasa kala nirnam shreyo vivardana kuryat sarvatmanaiteshu shreyo mugham tat ayusha. And this verse explains about the continuation from yesterday's verse. Explaining about these different times or seasons during the year or the months of the day of the calendar, whereby one, in order to make some kind of advancement spiritually, has to follow. One needs to follow. It may seem to be in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, but nevertheless, devotees has to follow them, not to increase their sense enjoyment, but to make further advancement in spiritual life. Especially the grihasthas, they have to follow so many rules and regulations. Grihastha life, to be an ideal grihasthas, means they have to center their life whereby Krishna will be the center, performing all of their activities according to dharma, according to religious principles. Grihastha life means it's a life of sacrifice. Grihastha life is not meant for sense enjoyment. If it is meant for sense enjoyment, then it's not really Grihastha ashram. In the ashram, there are four ashrams: Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Ultimately, the goal of life of all the ashrams is to attain love of God, to have their relationship with the Supreme Lord becomes reconnected or revived. It says in the sastras that of all the ashrams, Grihastha ashram is the safest, because it is the ashram whereby in the human form of life one can use his senses and learn how to use everything, the senses, for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, it is not that the Brahmachari, the Vanaprastha, and the Sannyas, they don't use their senses, but Grihasthas, they learn more. Grihastha life means a life of dedicating how to become detached, learning how to give up sense enjoyment. In Grihastha life, there is prohibition, of course, they're given some license also for sense enjoyment, but then there is also prohibitions. This ultimate goal of life has to be still attained by those who are in the Grihastha life. The foremost duty of the Grihasthas is to perform devotional service. It is not just by one living in the house and you don't do anything, you are considered as Grihastha. One has to be also engaged in devotional service, like perform Mangalartik, read the sastras, chant the holy names of the Lord, and also attend the festivals in the temple. Of course, those Grihasthas who have deities at home, if according to their means, they can give more or facilitate more the deities, their deities, in an opulent way, then that is the best. We've seen some rich Hindus in India. They have their own temple rooms in their house, or even a separate. They have big piece of land, and they have their own deities being worshipped. Not by them. They pay somebody to worship the deities. So how do they get benefit from them? How do they get benefit from doing so? Shreyas means auspiciousness. It's been mentioned here 1, 2, 3 times. Auspiciousness. Shreyasaha. Performing devotional service means all auspicious. This is one of the qualities that's mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. And it is the highest welfare activity. Now, the Grihasthas, they don't just live by themselves. They also have to share what they have. Especially Grihasthas, they're supposed to earn for a living. The other ashrams, no, they're not supposed to make money. They beg. The Brahmacharis, Vanaprasthas, Sannyas, they're not supposed to have money, but they can beg. And what they beg, they give for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Now the Grihasthas, they have this way of, they have to earn money for a living so that they'll be able to survive their family. And it is their duty, their life will be auspicious if they support the three ashrams. The three ashrams. The brahmacharis, the vanaprastha, and the sannyas. Otherwise, if they don't, then they'll just, what you call, grihamedi, sense enjoyers. So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, the grihastha ashram is very important. We should not see it as a lesser ashram than the other three ashrams. If not, it is the most important ashrams, because they're the ones, if they live according to the Vedic principles, if they live according to the proper way how the scriptures mentions, then they are ideal examples in the society. The ideal examples that can be followed. Because in our society, practically 99% are grihasthas. Very few are celibates. Very few. So like in America, you go to a temple, you can count in your fingers how many are brahmacharis. Only in India that we have a lot of influx of brahmacharyas, like Mayapur, 500 brahmacharis, Delhi, Vrindavan. So they have to follow certain rules and regulations. As we mentioned earlier, grihastha life is a life of sacrifice. They have so many rules and regulations they have to follow so that they can make further advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because they work for the benefit of everyone. And especially this month, this month is also very special. Purusottam Mas, Adhik Mas. It is the month of Purusottam, Lord Krishna. It's like we have Kartik. We observe Kartik Urja Vrata, October, November, every year. It says that there is like a sale of bhakti during Kartik month. That means everything that you perform that month is multiplied so many times. Many, many times. But if it's observed in the Holy Dham, it's 1,000 times more than if you observe somewhere else. Now, Purusottam Mas, this month that is starting today, for the next 30 days or so, it ends around June 13th, is that correct? Or 14th? Huh? 13th, 14th? Actually, every day should be Purusottam Mas. Most devotees, well, not most devotees, some, they think, oh, it's Purusottam Mas, I should be serious this month. Now it's Kartik month, now I have to be serious. And the rest of the year, taking it easy. That's not how you observe it. For those who are serious in their bhakti, they have to be serious every day. Isn't it? Not just, oh no, I have to do more rounds, I have to chant more, now I have to be more truthful. No. A serious devotee is every day is a holy day, Purusottam Mas. So it says in the scriptures that, yes, this Purusottam Mas is Adhik Mas, is like a leap month. It's like an extra month. Because the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, if you calculate it, there is some extra days that accumulates every 2 or 3 years. That when it reaches over 29 days, then it becomes adikmas or extra mas. It's called malamas also. Malamas means it is contaminated month. It is contaminated month for the karmakandis. Because the karmakandis, they cannot do any karmakanda programs in this month. Everything stops when you do karmakanda in this month of Purusottam. There's no weddings. Is there any weddings this month? I don't think so. No starting of a new business? That was already done in Akshaya Tritiya. It's not possible to do or make progress in Karmakanda section of the Vedas if you perform in this month. However, for the Vaishnavas, everything that's performed in this month is multiplied so much more. It says 16 times of Kartik. 16 times Kartik equals 1 month of Purusottam Mas. And if you perform bhakti in Vrindavan or Mayapur Dham or Jagannath Puri Dham, Holy Dham, it is 1,000 times more. So that means 16,000 times more of Kartik. And the main observance of this month is to hear more the holy names of the Lord and topics about the subject matters about Lord Krishna. Many recites Jagannath Astakam, because Jagannath means Purusottam, like Purusottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. So many Astakams about the Supreme Lord. They also recite chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita, Purusottam Yoga. It's like, I believe tomorrow or in the next few days, on Saturday, we'll be jumping from, instead of third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we will be discussing the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the normal Bhagavad Gita class, to honor and glorify the Supreme Lord. Also, it is good to read the chapter 14 of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Stuti, the prayers of Lord Brahma towards Supreme Lord, glorifying Lord Krishna. When Lord Brahma became bewildered, he misunderstood the position of Lord Krishna, taking him just like an ordinary boy. But then he realized later on, when Lord Krishna manifested himself into this so many cowherd boys and so many calves, and then later on they also changed their form because they're none other than Lord Krishna himself, Vasudev Krishna. When he said Vasudev Krishna, it's not the brunt. Then he understood that he's not an ordinary young boy, but actually he's the Supreme Lord. So the chapter 14 of the first, yes, chapter 14 of the 10th canto, the first part of the 10th canto. So, yes, increasing one's chanting of the holy name, instead of 16, you can chant 25, 32, 64, 128, 192. Maybe you don't need to eat or sleep. If you're going to eat, it says you can eat after noon, after 12 o'clock. There are different ways how to do this. I can read them for you if you like, if you can follow some of them. Keep celibacy for 1 month. See, many of these things we're doing is every day. We don't have to endeavor extra to do it on this month. It automatically, a practicing devotee, a sadhaka, he naturally do this every day. Like waking up early in the morning before sunrise. It's like today, I noticed so many devotees have not seen for a long time for Mangalarti. They came in Mangalarti time. And I also came, and probably usually I don't. I'm not able to make it for Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir because some other duties they have to do. This morning I've noticed many. Yeah, getting up Brahma Muhurta hour, 1.5 hour before sunrise. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Daily offer Ghilam to Radha Krishna deities. Usually, we do that in Damodar month, but you can do it on your own. But you have to be sure, if you get the full benefit, do it with pure ghee. Now, it's not so easy to get a pure ghee these days, unless you contact our bliss department or you make your own ghee. Otherwise, it's contaminated. Says 33 lamps every day. Now that's going to be a lot. But there's a way how to do this. If you lit your ghee lamp with tulsi sticks, you know, the branch very small, then if you lit first the tulsi and then you lit the ghee lamp, then it's like 1,000 times you're doing. So that's another way. It's like you've seen the devotees during Damodar month, they're doing like that. So you can do like that also. Daily offer Radha Krishna deities, lotus flowers, and 1 lakh tulsi leaves. Now, how are you going to do that? That's going to be, you know, through your mind you can do that also. Okay? I mean, I've seen some devotees carrying so many tulsis coming here. They're probably going to do that kind of program. Or as many as you can. Unlimitedly. One should bathe every day before sunrise in a holy place, or at least 3 times in the whole month. So, Yamuna is nearby. You can also go there at least once. You know why the Pandavas, they actually suffered a lot? It's because they missed to observe Purushottam Mass. That's why they were given so much hardships and pain by Duryodhan. They missed observing Purushottam Mass. Lord Krishna was telling this to Narad Muni. Actually, this month is a personification. She was so much also in anguish because no one wants her. She was always crying and she was ready to kill herself. But somehow or other, Narad Muni convinced her to see Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu was saying, let's go to Goloka to tell how to remedy your suffering. So Lord Krishna was there, and when she met Lord Krishna, she was crying because no one likes her. Even the demigods, those who are in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, the followers of Karmakanda section of the Vedas, they don't like her. People don't like her. Nobody likes her. Lord Krishna says, well, also, many people, they don't want to acknowledge me. We're like in the same boat. It's like you and I have similarities. But because Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, He brought you here, He accepted you, and therefore I will also accept you. And I will make your month the best of all the months. There are 12 months, and she is the 13th month. I will make you the best month, and you will be named Purushottam. And in this month, Krishna will give all the blessings, all the mercy, and all so much more that one can have, that ultimately, even in this lifetime, one will become happy, and at the end of his life, will go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Here in Vrindavan, temples, this is like the best. There is some temples here in Vrindavan, because the whole month is a celebration. Everything that's been performed in this month is multiplied so much more that in this month, one of the days in this month, they will say, okay, we will celebrate Janmashtami today. The next day, we will celebrate Govardhan Puja. The next day, we will celebrate Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day. The next day, so all the festivals, they will celebrate, they will designate a certain day in this month, and it's going to be like real pompous, really grand. Of course, here in our Krishna Balaram Mandir, every day is a festival. You will never see such deity worship and such spiritual vibration like what we are having here in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Other temples, they may have like one or twice a year this kind, but for us this is like normal day. So we're doing it now every day. Yes. Daily chant Shri Jagannatha Astakam, Shri Gauranganya Purushastakam, Shri Nanda Nanda Astakam, Jaya Radha Madhava, and other Radha Krishna bhajans and prayers. Be careful not to blaspheme any devotees, brahmanas, saints, cows, sastras, or vratis. And don't ask anyone for anything. Oh, that's a very difficult one. Hey, Prabhu, can I have one more chapati? No. Prabhu, chawal. That's going to be a difficult one to follow. But if you can do it, that'll be nice. Try your best to please Radha and Krishna by performing devotional austerities according to your abilities. Don't break your vow in the middle of the month. Yes, don't take a vow, which is very difficult to follow. Take something like, you know, no Facebook or no sweets. That's going to be difficult. No sweets. He says, sleep on the floor. Only eat on the leaflet. No cutting of hair or nails. That is optional. Don't do that. We have to look like, you know. Others, they did that. But then you cannot go in public. It doesn't look nice. We're representing Prabhupada. We have to look like perfect gentlemen, nice gentlemen. No cooking in oil or rubbing of oil on your body. No eating or rubbing of mustard oil. Best to eat once a day after sunset or noon. Only milk, only fruits. Or no milk, no vegetable, no grains, selected foods, all categories as per Chaturmasya standards. During Purushottam month, one should remember Lord Krishna and then donate 33 milk cakes cooked in ghee to Grihastha Brahmanas who are well-versed in sastras. Failing to do so, one loses all the piety he accumulated in the previous year. Acharya says, chant daily some japa of Kaundinya Muni's mantra. Govardhanadaram bande gopalam goparupinam gokulat sabane ishanam govindam gopika priyam. Which means, I worship the lifter of Govardhan Hill, who has the beautiful form of a cowherd boy and who continually plays with the gopas. He is the Lord of Gokula, wherein every day is a festival. Daily offer 33 dandabats to Bhagavan Sri Krishna or the Vaishnavas. It seems to be 33 is very auspicious here. Some devotees, they say, dandabats Maharaj, and they're standing. Dandabats Prabhu. No, that's not dandabats. Dandabats means full body, all the limbs of your body. There are many temples, devotees, they do offer obeisances to each other, especially when they see each other in the morning the first time. And there are some temples though that I observe. The devotees, they offer their obeisances full dandabats. Very few. One of them is Delhi. In Delhi, they're trained up nicely. They offer the brahmacharis. They offer full dandabats. In Vrindavan, Hare Krishna Maharaj, dandabats. And they're standing straight. When you offer dandabats, you get the benefit, not the person whom you're giving the obeisances. It says here, Bhaktivinod Thakur's Purushottamas Vrat perform the Nirapeksha Vrat, which means 30 days of remembering their divine names, forms, qualities, pastimes. All day and night, hear about Bhagavan Sri Krishna, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and take Mahaprasad. Says that one should also give charity during Purushottamas. Now, charity can come in different ways. For those who are materially opulent, they have wealth, now is the best time to give donations, charity, to the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, to the Supreme Lord, according to one's means. And if one doesn't have so much, one can still give according to one's means. Charities also can be given through knowledge. Not just necessarily wealth. Real wealth is knowledge. Tell others about Krishna, especially here, Krishna Balaram Mandir. If you're going to be here for some time during the whole month, I've seen so many devotees, they came from different parts of the world, different parts of India, some old friends. You can tell others about Krishna. So many pilgrims come here, thousands of them every day. If you can at least tell one person about Krishna, ask him, how are you? Did you like our temple? Is there anything you think we can improve? Something like that. Donation, charity. I've read in one place whereby if you give charity and you give it anonymously, It's like yesterday, I have one devotee. I was chanting in Prabhupada's house and he was waiting. So when I came out, he says, Maharaj, I want to donate for tomorrow, start tomorrow, Purushottam Mass, but don't mention my name. He gave a big amount. He gave 75,000 rupees. You know what? If you give donation without your name being mentioned, the benefit of this is so much. Now some they say, hey Maharaj, be sure my name is mentioned, okay? And they only give like, no, whatever. Be sure, I want to hear my name in front of the deities and in front of everyone, and be sure you give me a mala also. That is okay. That is acceptable. But you don't get as much benefit if you, without knowing, anyone knowing that you're giving that donation, you'll get so much benefit. So, if you do this brata, there are certain ways how to break this. It says here, bathe in Brahma Muhurta time, worship Radha Shyama Sundar deities, and chant this mantra. O Supreme Lord, O Sanatana, O Purusuttama, O Lord Hari, I offer my obeisances unto you. May you and your beloved Radhika please accept my offerings. I offer my repeated obeisances unto Shyama Sundar, who wears effulgent yellow garments on his beautiful body. It seems to me, I'm just feeling that it is not as intense. Purushottam Mass is not as intense as Damodar month. Are you feeling the same also? Huh? Yeah, because Radharani, to get the mercy of Purushottam, you need the mercy of Radharani. How is it that we're so much absorbed in Damodar month? A Purushottam month is like an ordinary month. Because this is our understanding. Radharani's mercy, we cannot have Krishna's mercy. But the real test of Purushottam Mass is how to become absorbed, always remembering Krishna. And that is the difficult part. The influx of devotees in Damodar Mass is much more, isn't it? Yes. Offer Puspanjali and obeisances to Radha Shyama Sundar deities. That we do that every day also. Feed and give charity to 3, 5, 7, 9, 11 brahmanas to the best of your ability. For example, new clothes, 2 pairs of shoes, and Lakshmi. The best charity is to give a Srimad Bhagavatam to a qualified Grihastha Vaishnava Brahmana. This act will deliver all your ancestors to the spiritual world and award them the association of Lord Purushottam. This is the best. You may see our BBT office or the bookstall and book your one set of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is special breaking actions, as we mentioned earlier. If you ate fruits, ghee, rice, wheat, etc., donate the same to brahmanas. If you slept on the floor, give a bed and pillows to a brahmana. If you ate on a leaf plate, feed brahmanas with ghee and sugar. If you didn't cut nails or hair, donate a mirror to a brahmana. If you offered ghee lamps, give new lamps and pots to a brahmana. If you broke any rules and regulations during Purushottam Vrat, feed different sweet juices to brahmanas. Lord Shiva says that the best charity is fill a bell metal pot with 30 malpuas. Bind the pot with 7 new threads and give to a worthy brahmana. Many of these things, we don't have to follow. The main thing is to chant more Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, read Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially in this month of Purushottam. So I'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments on this? You want to hear more of the glories of the Purushottam Mass? Lord Krishna, Purushottam month has all the power I have to bless its observers. It says that the one who follows Purushottam Vrat will destroy all his past sinful reactions. Without performing Purushottam Vrat, one cannot perform pure devotional service. The value of Purushottam month is far more valuable than all other types of austerities and religious activities mentioned in the Vedas. Anyone who observes Purushottam Vrat will return to my abode, Goloka, at the end of his life. Durvasa Muni, he says, just by bathing in a holy river during Purushottam month, one becomes sinless. The glory of all other months is not equal to 1/16 of the glory of the Purushottam month. By bathing in a holy place, giving charity, and chanting the holy name of Krishna during Purushottam month, all miseries are destroyed. One attains all kinds of perfection and fulfills all his desires. So one must be very careful also what to desire in this month. Better desire for pure devotional service. Valmiki Muni says, by observing Purushottam Vrat, one attains more benefit than performing 100 horse sacrifices. All holy places live within the body of a Purushottam man, Vrati. All the holy places reside in the body of a Purushottam man, Vrati. Anyone who faithfully performs Purushottam Vrat will go to Goloka Vrindavan. Narad Muni says, Purushottam Vrat is the best of all months, vrats and austerities. Just by faithfully hearing the glories of Purushottam month, one attains Krishna Bhakti and immediately nullifies his sinful reactions. One who performs Purushottam Vrat properly will attain unlimited Sukriti and go to the spiritual world. And lastly, from the Nama Isaranya sages, merciful Purushottam month acts like a desire tree to fulfill a devotee's desire. Any questions or comments on this? Anything you want to add? Maharaj, you want to say something more on Purushottam month? Here, give that microphone to Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. Was that again? Yes. Maharaj was saying that those we mentioned, if you can perform 5% minimum of what we mentioned, is the same as it's good enough for us. But we do, as we mentioned earlier, we're doing this automatically. Purushottam Mass is for all human beings. Purushottam Mass is not just meant for the Vaishnavas. This is meant for everyone, all human forms of life. Yes, Maharaj. Yes, yes.
And they got a lot of trouble.
Yes. Yes. 1 year that they did not perform Purusottam Vrat and they suffered so much. So, what happened to us? What's going to happen to us? By the Lord's mercy, by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, hopefully they all be nullified. Yes. Yes. Something knowingly we are doing every day. Yes, it's not so easy because one's ego is the question here. We're very proud. We don't want to bow down. We just bow down to show. It says here, we cannot be pretentious also. Yes. Yes. Any other points? Karbajanji. Hare Krishna. You don't have to do it. I'm telling you. You don't have to. What I mentioned to you is just like, it's like what the sastra says. But the main thing here is to remember Krishna, Radha Krishna. Not just in this month, as we mentioned earlier, but every day. If you're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and telling others about Krishna, that is the topmost. For some devotees, before traveling, they asked me, Maharaj, shall I stay in Vrindavan and do Purusottam Vrat? Or shall I go preaching? Shall I go book distribution? I says, you go preaching, that is the highest. No one can be higher than that kind of activity. So these are like, we're doing this every day. Some of them maybe not, but not, as Maharaj was saying in the Mahatmya, if you can do 5% of what we mentioned, which we're already doing every day, is good enough. What is the use of doing this brat and your heart becomes harder and harder and harder, and you don't have heart? What is the use? The whole practice of this is that our hearts will melt. That we become compassionate, we become kind, we become truthful. You know, automatically all of these 26 qualities will be developed. If you just for a show doing all of these things and you have a hard heart or no heart at all, a Vaishnava has a golden heart, then what is the use of your brat? It doesn't work. Ultimately, one performs vrata to increase our love or to have love. We have not love yet. Love for Krishna is rare. but to have love, to develop love. So that is what we're doing, why we're discussing this. No, go to Yamuna. You can do chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also bathing in the holy rivers. But if you can go, Yamuna is only what? 15 minutes away? Or if you have Ganga, Yamuna, few drops, that is also bathing. Radha Kund water, few drops, that is also bathing. That is the topmost. But attentively and without any offenses. Okay? Hare Krishna. Purusottam maski jai. Nitai gaur premanande hari hari bol. Dhanyavad.